أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أولم يروا إلى الطير فوقهم صافات ويقبض ما يمسكهن إلا الرحمن إنه بكل شيء بصير. أمن هذا الذي هو جند لكم ينصركم من دون الرحمن إن الكافرون إلا في غرور. أمن هذا الذي يرزقكم إن أمسك رزقه بل لجوا في عتوب ونفور. أفمن يمشي مكبا على وجهه أهدى أمن يمشي سويا على صراط مستقيم. صدق الله العظيم. From the beginning of the surah, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has showed us different manifestations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's qudrat. It was about the sky, the heavens, the earth, and now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the creatures between the skies and the earth. أَوَلَمْ يَرَوْا إِلَى الطَّيْرِ فَوْقَهُمْ صَافَّاتٍ وَيَقْبِضٍ. Do they, that is mankind, not see or not look at the birds, فَوْقَهُمْ, that are above them, صافات, spreading out the wings, وَيَقْبِضٍ, and also closing their wings. مَا يُمْسِكُهُنَّ إِلَّا الرَّحْمَانِ, none holds them up in the skies or in the air, إِلَّا الرَّحْمَانِ, but الرَّحْمَانِ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most compassionate. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about Allah's qudrat in a different way, in a very unique way. And that is, if we looked at the sky, and like in Surah Ra'ad, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings to our attention the fact that we see the sky without any pillars holding the sky. But that perhaps may be beyond the normal human being, the normal human brain. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings something that is closer to us now, and that is the birds that fly up in the air. We all know, and a person doesn't have to study science to know that whatever you hold up in the air is going to come down. A person doesn't have to have any acquaintance or any knowledge with regards to the force of gravity. But these birds have some form of weight. But look at Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's qudrat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keeps them up in the air. They fly, they move in the air, and all of it Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows this very great qudrat of defiance of the law of gravity. It remains over there and it flies from one place to the other in that same air, in that same space that is supposed to have brought them down onto the earth by the force of gravity. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says and makes a very categorical statement, مَا يُمْسِكُهُنَّ إِلَّا الرَّحْمَانِ, none holds them up in the air but الرَّحْمَانِ. There is no scientific explanation to all this. One explanation, the qudrat of Allah, the power of Allah, the might of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّهُ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ بَصِيرٍ. And certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees, Allah beholds, Allah observes everything. Everything is in the full sight of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. There is nothing that is hidden from Allah Rabbul Izzat. أَمَّنْ هَذَا الَّذِي هُوَ جُنْدٌ لَكُمْ يَنْصُرُكُمْ مِنْ دُونِ الرَّحْمَانِ. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has so much of power, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala keeps a bird flying in the air, high up in the air, and there is no power that can do this but that of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala ask us another question, that who is that? Who is that who has any army? Or who is that army for you? Who is that strength and that might for you that will help you besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? When Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala keeps that bird above everyone else and everything else, then who can keep you afloat on this earth? Who can keep you above everything? Who can keep you dominant on this earth? Who can keep your deen dominant on this earth but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses the very simple, the daily occurrences in our life to demonstrate this, that it is Allah that keeps that bird above all, And hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will keep us above all with the help and the nusrat of Allah Rabbul Izzat. There is no army, there is no force, there is no military, there is no might, there is no energy that can ever, ever bring a person down if the nusrat and the help is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this goes for the broader ummah of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inil kafiruna illa fi ghurur. And certainly the kuffar, the disbelievers are in delusion, they are in deception with regards to this, that they think the things of this world will keep them afloat. But no, it is the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Amman hadha alladhi yarzuqukum in amsaka rizqah bal lajju fi 'utubin wa nufur. Now coming to a more personal issue, and that is with regards to our sustenance, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked a similar question, that who is that person, who is that being that sustains you in amsaka rizqa, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala holds back your sustenance? Who is that that can give you your rozi, your rizq? If Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala withholds that rozi, if Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala withholds that sustenance, this country was in a drought, partial drought, and everything else. And who was that that could have sent down the rains? It is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and our sustenance is all attached to the kind of rains that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends down. If Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala blocks that way, there is no one can grant a person his rozi, his sustenance. Bal lajju fi 'utubin wa nufur. But they are persisting in their arrogance and in their aversion. They continue to persist in that arrogance of theirs, in that aversion of theirs, or if you want to use another term, in total denial, that they deny this qudrat of Allah, they deny this ni'mat of Allah, they deny this concept that our sustenance comes only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أَفَمَنْ يَمْشِي مُكِبًّا عَلَىٰ وَجْهِهِ أَهْدَىٰ أَمَّنْ يَمْشِي سَوِيًّا عَلَىٰ صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ. Then does that person who walks on his face, is he more guided than that person that walks straightforwardly upon the sirat-e mustaqim, upon the straight path? Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives an example with regards to the hereafter of those that have had guidance from Allah and those who denied the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like in the hadith of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum asked Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with regards to the various ayat of the Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about people that will be walking on their faces on the day of Qiyamah, on their heads on the day of Qiyamah. How would that be possible? The understanding is man would walk with his legs. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam responded to sahaba, and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that that being that makes you walk on your legs, that being will make you walk on your face and your head, and that shows absolute disgrace. So in this world also, it is something like that, that they have denied the guidance of Allah, and it is as though they are walking on their faces, they are walking on their heads. Can they be more guided than that person that walks on the Sirat-e Mustaqim? Definitely not. And in this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the third example, and Allah shows us that the hidayat, the guidance is only from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.